Please, God. I want to impregnate Samugi so badly. I want him to bear my cum with those beautiful cum-bearing buttocks. That beautiful, radiant white angel. Like a god having come down to earth to cleanse us of our sins. Samugi is beyond divine. I can't help but drop to my knees in worship whenever I see his beautiful figure. I yearn for him in a way both primal and spiritual. I would commit more war crimes than every president in United States history just to lick the sweet, glistening sweat from his smooth, creamy skin. I want to listen to his moans as my manhood throbs within him. I want to hear his heart race as our bodies become one and our souls irreversibly intertwine in the holy sin of carnal union. I want to suckle at his father-like member, slurping that rich coconut milk from his phallus as he gently strokes my raging erection. I would stir his velvety Samoan cream into my coffee and let my balls boil in it. His cries of pleasure and the rocking of our bed would be louder than the cacophony of 10,000 drone strikes. I would make love to him until my body gave out, and then some. I would let him break my ribcage with any part of his body. I would let him hit me with his car, just to be near him for a brief moment. He's so perfect, it hurts, God. Every moment without him, I suffer a pain worse than breaking every bone in my body simultaneously, while also drowning and having shards of glass coated in hot sauce forced through every orifice of my body. I want him. I need him. I want to desecrate his pure white pantsuit. I want to start a family with him and retire after our 27 dogs have grown up and moved out. I want to see those luscious lips speak such filthy, perverse words into my ear as he slides ice cubes down my gaping pimple. I want to fuck him like he owes me money. I would let him step on me just to feel the soft, firm warmth of his feet upon my face and groin area. I would sleep under him just to catch his drool in my mouth. I would fish the strands of hair from his shower drain just to smell his alluring scent and braid them into a necklace to keep with me always. Or cock rings, whichever would please him more. God, please! I would do anything for him. I would relinquish my life, all my dreams and hopes just to become the socks on his feet so that I may warm his mouth-watering toes with my very being so that he may feel the heat of my love always. I would encase myself in cement and become his doorstep so that he may wipe his heels upon my face. I would tear my own limbs off. I don't know what I'd do after that or why he might want my limbs, but I would still do it. My king, my god, the light of my life, please, God, let me have him. I want him to be mine and only mine. I would lick the Doritos dust from his fingers and fill his belly button with honey mustard to dip my tendies in. I would give him a sponge bath with my tongue every morning and serve him breakfast in bed. I would let him eat the eggs and pancakes off of my body if it pleased him, no matter how painful the third-degree burns would be. I would bear the torment of eternal damnation until the end of time to taste the seat of his car but once. There is nothing I wouldn't do for him, nothing I wouldn't say. I would beat my own mother to death with my engorged penis if it would bring a smile to Samugi's shining face. I wouldn't even let myself come until he gave me permission. I love you, Samugi. Please, please be mine. Be my husband, my lover, my everything. Say yes. I see it in your eyes when you're up there on that stage talking about Switch or whatever. Answer my calls, respond to my letters, something. Give me a sign, Samugi. I'm waiting for you. I'll always be waiting for you.